It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Today is Friday the 13th. And every time it's Friday the 13th, you know what I think about? I think about curses. And because my day job is covering the Minnesota Vikings, I think about curses all the time. When that kicker hits the goalpost last week, oh yeah, you know what's coming up is he's going to miss a huge kick in a playoff game, isn't he? Because we're cursed. And so I've always wondered about curses, and I thought Friday the 13th, maybe there's a friend of mine, a Vikings fan out there, who could explain to us the history behind curses, what they mean, and whether the Vikings and Minnesota sports are actually cursed. And I have that friend, Zach Johnson, who does the Crackpot podcast, investigating conspiracies, strange events, things that happen on Friday the 13th. So, welcome, Zach, to the show. Is there like a special Friday the 13th episode that's happening here with creepy things that go on Friday the 13th?
Well, you know what, Matthew? Actually, there should be, shouldn't there? Because I realize our show drops on a Monday, typically, and geez, we're coming up dry here on Friday the 13th. This is the Super Bowl, if we can say that, if you will, of, you know, superstitions.
Well, you are a Vikings fan, and you have seen it all through the years of all the things that have happened to this team. And I guess my question to you is, if we were to try to figure out whether the Minnesota Vikings are cursed, how would we do it? How would we go about, this is what you do on your show, and it is wildly entertaining, investigating whether Bigfoot is real and stuff like that, UFOs and such. How would we dive deep into figuring out if this is just a bunch of strange occurrences, knees that didn't work correctly, injuries, kickers, stuff like that, that it's all just random, or is it actually something afflicting the Minnesota Vikings and Minnesota sports?
Well, Matthew, as a 41-year fan of the Minnesota Vikings, I will say this much. Statistically speaking, it's actually harder to lose in all of these specific heart-wrenching ways than it would be to even accidentally win a Super Bowl. So I think we're defying mathematics. So that, to me, is the ultimate tell. There could be no actual logical explanation. It's got to be cursed. The team has to be cursed.
I mean, when you think about the Gary Anderson field goal specifically, the fact that he hadn't missed all year is just the chef's kiss to a curse. But okay, so that's illogical, right? And apparently it's also a full moon outside. Adam lets me know here on the text line. Okay, so now this is like the double whammy. The Vikings are definitely losing to the Bears on Monday. But why do you think that this is what Vikings fans lean on, is the idea that they're cursed? Like, have in such an analytical and modern society, we still love this. We still love the idea that something is cursed.
Yes. Well, I took a look into this because even I, too, was a bit perplexed as to why this would be the most logical reason. And I'll say this much. So according to a 2009 Pew Research Center study, about 16% of Americans literally believe that certain people can cast curses or spells or cause bad things to happen. So we're talking like 10 to 20% of the general public actually just straight up believes this stuff. But then I was thinking about it too, which is we all kind of have our own superstitions along the way, right? So whether you have a very specific ball that you golf with or a pair of socks that you wear, you know, when you're going out to do something, like I think we all just intrinsically kind of believe these sorts of superstitions. And when you're not the person out on the field literally kicking the ball, you just feel like you need to have some sort of sense of control. And for me, when it was Blair Walsh kicking, it was leaving the room. Right. And actually, that still kind of exists to this day, believe it or not. But I think as a casual fan, most people feel like, hey, look, I didn't shave for 2 weeks straight. Okay, great. They went on a 2 week run. You know, what else could cause it? Certainly couldn't be the players on the field. Right. It's me sitting at my home somehow affecting the results of the game.
And there have been so many instances in sports of extended, unexplainable mistakes and losing on the biggest stages, and the Vikings are at the center of that throughout their history. The fact that they have the best win percentage ever for any team that has not won the Super Bowl, I mean, I could see where, as you look around for explanations for all the different ways it's gone sideways, for Brett Favre having the ball with a chance to go put his team in the Super Bowl, you're one field goal away, somehow 12 men end up in the huddle. How many times a year have you even heard of 12 men in the huddle penalty? And that ends up happening. Favre throws the interception. I mean, you look around for an explanation, and the explanation is probably just gestures at Favre. This is what he does in his career, but it's so unexplainable that he wouldn't just check it down to Bernard Berrien or run for another 5 yards or whatever. It's so unexplainable that Denny Green would kneel down right before the kick and miss it, and that they've had this many seasons that I think when you can't come up with a concrete explanation, this is probably true for just about anything, that's where people start to lean on, it just must be cursed because I can't figure this out.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And this, you know, this obviously extends outside of sports and that kind of a thing. But I was looking for parallels with other organizations, even some other sports. Found some real interesting ones here. So, for instance, I think we all know the curse of the Billy Goats on the Chicago Cubs, mm-hmm. right? So back in 1945, the Billy Goat Tavern owner, William Sionis, cursed the Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
And that lasted 71 years. The Madden curse, so bring it to the NFL, right? The video game. Players who appear on the cover of the Madden NFL video game are doomed to suffer either significant injuries or experience a decline in performance. But one that I looked into, and it's actually fairly recent, and this might be my favorite before we talk Viking stuff here, was actually the curse of the Saints. And this is actually kind of weird. Yeah, have you heard about this?
No, no, I don't. I do not know this one. I know that they had really weird stuff happen before Breeze won that Super Bowl for them to lose, but I do not know of this curse.
Yes. So this, and now, by the way, spoiler alert, of course, the curse has been broken.
Yeah.
But the Superdome was actually built on top of the old Gerrard Street ceremony. And before that, the Saints had not won a playoff game for about 33 years. And so in the year in 2000, the year 2000, right before the wild card playoff game against the Rams, the Saints, I'm not making this up, there's articles on this, they brought out a voodoo priestess by the name of Ava K. Jones. She performed a cleansing ritual on the field to cleanse the stadium.
Okay.
And guess what? I'm not making this up. They actually did that. The Saints then went on to win that game, their first ever playoff win. So we have a cause and effect here, which I think makes it all the more believable.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Well, I mean, the fact that probably other franchises were cursed or people tried to put curses on them or there were curses that were talked about. But then if they won shortly after, then those curses would have just been lost to history. So the only remaining curses are the ones that worked. That's probably part of it. What is the Vikings curse? What do we trace this to?
Yeah, this is a bit contentious, and there's been some late breaking news within the last few years about this.
Oh, really?
And I'll get you up to
curse.
Yeah, I'll get you
curse
up to
breaking news
from the old crackpot enterprises desk here. Okay, let me start you back here at square one. So you got to remember that the curse actually predates what is now the modern NFL. Mm-hmm. So back in the olden days, you had the AFL and the NFL, and then ultimately that merged. But anyways, what is now the NFC was previously like the NFL, and they had their own trophy. It was called the Ed Thorpe Trophy. Mm-hmm. Ed Thorpe was one of the very first referees, kind of rules analysts, if you will, and they named the trophy after him. Well, who was the last team to win the trophy? 1969, it was the Minnesota Vikings.
Over the Cleveland Browns, well, Joe Capp, right.
Exactly. Well, guess what happened? The Minnesota Vikings lost the trophy. Therefore, forever cursing the Minnesota Vikings. So what else could possibly explain the Super Bowl losses? In fact, right after the trophy was lost.
Right, they lost
to mention the subsequent
yeah.
years. Yeah, exactly. Yep, 1970. And then the, six, seven NFC championship games that were lost as well, or maybe eight even. I mean, again, it's this cause and effect. So you don't want to lose the Ed Thorpe Trophy is what I'm trying to say here. But I think that might explain, you know, the bad vibes here prior to maybe whatever's happening this year.
Could be. Zach Johnson of the Crackpot Podcast investigates conspiracy theories, things like curses, here on Friday the 13th. So what's the breaking news from the curse and the trophy? Was there some new,
yeah.
there's a new twist?
There actually is. So what the issue, a lot of this relates to the fact that, of course, documentation back in the day wasn't the greatest. Mm-hmm. And this Ed Thorpe Trophy was actually a traveling trophy. So the winning team would get the trophy,
right?
Keep it for a year, and then whoever won it next, they'd hand it off to them. So that's how ultimately it was lost. But then, and this also, by the way, plays into the lore of the Vikings-Packers rivalry, not to mention the curse. They recently think they found parts of it in Lambeau.
What?
Yes. Not making this
the
up.
The Packers Mark stole Craig. The Vikings trophy.
You know what, Matthew? I'll go ahead and put it on the record. You can quote me anytime. The Packers stole
oh my God.
The trophy from us, placing the curse on the Vikings.
I mean, it all makes sense. There's no other explanation, so that makes sense. It couldn't be that maybe the Packers had all those great quarterbacks, and that was why it happened, and the Vikings have never maybe had their quarterback be that good. But that also could be because of the Ed Thorpe Trophy. That's possible. This is incredible content for Friday the 13th, Zach. And I appreciate that. I want to know, what is your favorite curse? Not sports or even, but just, do you have a favorite that you've looked into in the past and that, you know, makes you chuckle or that you enjoyed investigating the most?
Well, it's funny you mentioned this because a few months back on our show on Crackpot Podcast, we looked into some famously cursed objects or even things, right? So one of the big ones, of course, being the Hope Diamond.
Okay, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is.
This may sound totally ridiculous, but actually the Hope Diamond, kind of the largest, you know, discovered diamond or something that we still own or possess to this day, has a string of, you know, body bags essentially behind the darn thing, because people that have possessed it have died under mysterious circumstances.
Oh.
And not to like make light of a death in like the year 1500, but there was even, I think, the guy who found it in India died by being torn apart by wild dogs in Russia. So it just, you know, it got off to a bad start. And then pretty much everybody who possessed it along the way, save for the Smithsonian, died some sort of bizarro, tragic death.
Incredible. You know what? I have no regrets about bringing Jan here tonight, Zach, to talk about Friday the 13th curses. Great, great stories. And the hair on the arms just got, you know, a little creeped out there by the Hope Diamond and by the Ed Thorpe trophies. So people should check out your podcast. It's a lot of fun. And I have to just say, you don't invent the conspiracies like some other podcasts. You investigate old conspiracies. Hey, do you have a thought on, I guess I got to ask you, the drones, the UFOs in New Jersey? What's the thought there? That seems like an episode.
How much time do you have tonight? Can we just keep rolling on this point? I've actually been doing some research on this stuff. Yeah, well, so thank you, by the way, for saying that. Because, yeah, what my co-host Tim, he and I both went to law school, I was going to say 5 years ago. It was like 20 years ago now, practically, at this point. But, yeah, we decided to kind of look into this kind of fun, crazy stuff, but try to take somewhat of an analytical / legal approach to studying these conspiracy theories. And what is funny is that sometimes there's just some weird stuff you can't explain. It's just really weird. And just to put a bow on the drones out on the East Coast, you know, they've got the government saying, well, we don't know what they are. They're not ours. They're not anybody else's. Where are they coming from? So, yeah, that is going to be hitting close to home here soon. So crazy stuff.
Friday 13th, it's a creepy world out there. And for more on that, the Crackpot Podcast with Vikings fan Zach Johnson. Thank you so much, Zach, for your time. And I don't know, stay creepy, man, or whatever. Stay investigating creepy stuff. You're not creepy. So anyway, thank you for your time, sir.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks so much, Matthew.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you. Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.